Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Minimalism, Detox Your Mind Daily. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving headfirst into something that's probably plagued more of us than we'd like to admit. Social media comparison. Ever scrolled through Instagram and felt a pang of envy? You know that feeling when you see someone else living their seemingly perfect life, the lavish vacations, the effortless style, the glowing reviews, and you start questioning your own choices, your own journey? Yeah, me too. It's a trap we all fall into, but today we're going to break free and learn how to navigate social media without letting comparison steal our joy. So, buckle up. We're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you reclaim your mental space and build a healthier relationship with the digital world. First things first, remember this. What you see online is rarely the whole story. Social media is like a highlight reel, carefully curated to showcase the best moments, the most glamorous aspects of someone's life. It's a constant bombardment of perfectly filtered photos and meticulously crafted captions that often paint an unrealistic picture of reality. Think about it. Would you share your messy kitchen sink or that awkward moment when you tripped in public on Instagram? Probably not. So, try to remember that the content you see online is just a sliver of the bigger picture. Next up, comparison is a thief of joy. It's designed to make us feel inadequate, envious, and constantly striving for something more. But here's the truth. Your journey is unique, and comparing yourself to others is like comparing apples to oranges. You have your own strengths, talents, and experiences that are just as valuable, if not more so. Focus on celebrating your own wins, big or small, and remember that happiness comes from within, not from external validation. Now, let's talk about intentionality. Before you scroll through social media, ask yourself, what am I hoping to gain from this? Are you seeking inspiration, connection, or simply a distraction? Knowing your purpose will help you make conscious choices about the content you consume and the time you spend online. If you find yourself getting sucked into a comparison spiral, take a step back. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions, and follow people who inspire you with their authenticity and positivity. Remember, it's okay to take breaks. Stepping away from social media for even a few hours can do wonders for your mental well-being. Use that time to connect with loved ones, engage in hobbies, or simply relax and recharge. You'll be surprised how much clarity and perspective you gain when you disconnect from the digital noise. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a friend struggling with comparison. Remind yourself that everyone has their own challenges and insecurities. It's okay to not be perfect, to make mistakes, and to have off days. Celebrate your progress, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward with grace and resilience. Think about that time you saw a picture of someone on vacation, looking effortlessly happy, and suddenly you felt inadequate because your weekend involved takeout and reruns of your favorite show? That's comparison rearing its ugly head. But here's the thing, their vacation might have had a few hiccups behind the scenes, just like your weekend probably had some hidden gems. You know that feeling when you're laughing with friends, or finally getting through that project you've been procrastinating on? Those are the moments that truly matter, not the carefully curated online personas. Remember, you have the power to choose what you consume and how you respond to it. By practicing self-awareness, setting boundaries, and cultivating a positive mindset, you can navigate social media without letting comparison steal your joy. You've got this. Take these key takeaways and put them into action today. Start by unfollowing accounts that trigger negative emotions, be mindful of your scrolling habits, and remember to celebrate your own unique journey. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a digital detox reminder. You could even start a conversation about how we can all create a more positive and authentic online experience together. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Digital Minimalism, Detox Your Mind Daily.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.